Good morning, everybody. My name is Stephen Orfis. I am the host of the Field of Dreams business podcast, Business Coach SRO. Very excited today. This morning, we're going to fire you up on a Saturday with some travel and excursions. Who doesn't want to travel? No one better than Lakeisha D. Boyd with Boyd's Travel Destinations. She's the CEO, and she's a remote travel specialist in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She's a mom, a mentor, an entrepreneur, and she absolutely loves doing it all. Traveling is her passion and in her DNA, and she's here to serve all of you. So without further ado, I want to bring on my guest for today. He's going to bring some energy and bring some travel expertise to you and your family. Let's bring on Lakeisha.
Hi. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Good enough sleep for my show? It looks like you did. Fantastic. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning. I know we met at an entrepreneur conference, so really looking forward to hear more of your expertise, your story, your entrepreneurial journey, which we all have our ups and downs. So really looking forward to hearing how you got to this point today.
Yes. So it's been a journey. You know, I say I've been preparing all my life. You know, I can remember the days when I was headstrong and I had a vision when I was, you know, just a little girl. And I'm like, you know what? I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to, you know, be this. I wanted to go in this certain direction, but I feel that God had another plan. And he had an entrepreneurship plan for me. So the lawyer it wasn't it. He said no, I had a better plan. So
God will tell you for sure what you do, punch you right in the face with it for sure.
That's right. So I've just been on this entrepreneurship journey. I started out, you know, just doing Mary Kay skincare facials, and you know, I went to California and I built a spa business after that. And then I couldn't do that with the pandemic. And so I had to tap into another passion that I had. And I knew that I loved to travel. And I love to, you know, introduce my son to travel, because many people don't get a chance to, you know, take their children traveling. So yeah. I knew that I wanted to make that different for him. So I found my second passion and my destiny.
Wow, that's so amazing. how old is your son?
My son is 20 now.
Okay, cool.
He's been on three cruises, so I'm turning him into a traveler.
He's going to be a brilliant extraordinaire there.
Yeah.
So tell us more about, you know, Boyd's Travel Destinations and what do you got going on there?
Okay, so Boyd's Travel Destinations, you know, I was trying to come up with a name when I, you know, just found this opportunity to be able to work from home, work remotely. I found a host agency based in California. And I knew that I wanted to work from home. So I kind of got to thinking about the name. And I said, you know what, I want to be able to leave a legacy. So yeah. I thought about my last name and I said, you know what, it's Boyd's Travel Destination. So I came up with that name and I said, this is going to be my legacy that I could leave my son. And, you know, that's how it happened and how it came about. And I said, now, you know, living in DFW, living in the Texas area, you know, just getting out there, you know, when you work from home, it's kind of like a solitude. So yeah. I said, you know what, I got to get out. So I'm not afraid to get out in the community, you know, just meet people, meet other entrepreneurs, find who my clients are, find who my target audience is. And I enjoy the space that I can strive in. I always strive in solitude. So that's where my creativity happens. That's where my good energy happens, you know. And I found myself to be unemployable because, you know what, I can create my own salary, you know. So I said, I'm creating my own salary. I can do it, you know, if I can do it working for myself. So that's what I'm doing.
That touches my heart, man. A lot of people, if you're not an entrepreneur, you don't understand that.
Yeah, you
know, those specific types of one percenters out there, they can create their own income. And when you're able to do that, you are unemployable. And I love the word. I heard it my whole life and I'm like, yep. And now at this point, I'm like, I am. And I'm grateful to be able to start my own legacy like you're doing. So that is amazing. And I just wanted to give you a kudos. You know, you give off so much light and positivity.
Thank you.
You walk in. So just letting you know. other people see that. So
thank you, Stefan. I appreciate it.
And tell us more, you know, real quick. I mean, my first question for the show normally, because you got right into your journey, which I love. What is one unique thing about you that my Field of Dreams fans wouldn't normally know?
I'm an extreme introvert. So I tell people all the time, they're like, what? I don't believe that.
So, I don't believe it.
I want to say to your fans, to the Field of Dreams business podcast, that if you're an introvert and if you just don't feel like entrepreneurship is the route for you because you feel like you're afraid or you're scared to get out and build it and meet people, don't allow that to stop you. Embrace personal development, because personal development will help you get to a place where you can become an extrovert. You can turn it on, you can turn it off, you know, but I'm able to do both now, you know, and just that's because I invested in personal development.
Absolutely. Cool. And you literally just dropped the value bomb there, because if you're an entrepreneur, especially, you better be investing in yourself. You better be going to entrepreneurial conferences.
Yep.
Carry yourself.
Coaching, mentoring, reading some books. Yep.
Yeah, no, you nailed it, because it just, there's too much going on and you got to be able to keep yourself balanced. And in order to always get to the next level, you got to have somebody that's smarter than you, that can mentor you. And I'm a business coach. I'm hiring a business coach myself, you know, with my business, because you never stop trying to get better and learn and be coachable throughout your career. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I know the other big piece to your business, Lakeisha, is that you're a heavy recruiter. So you offer a lot of remote opportunities. You manage a team of 10, which is amazing. And you build teams of travel agents. You said Evolution Archer Travel is the company that allows you to go nationwide. And you have 133 different companies. Why don't you expand on that a little bit?
Okay. So our host agency is Archer Evolution. They hold our travel agent credential, where we are able to use their IATA number to be able to work from home. This is an opportunity where people, you know, just can't go into the office. They have children at home. They have a family. They want a different way. Going out, working, driving in traffic, you know, that's just not working. You know, people want a different choice. They want another opportunity. So that's where we come in and we say, hey, you can still make a salary. You can still, you know, be able to provide for your family and still work from home and have that family work-life balance. So that's what we provide as remote travel agents. We have a whole world of audiences that we can target. If you're finding your niche in the travel industry, you can focus on just that particular niche and really build your business based from home. So that's the difference that we offer. No more going into the office, no more traffic, no more gas, you know, all of this. We don't have to do that. So that's what I was looking for. I was looking for a different way to be able to provide for my family. So Archer Evolution provides that for us. They're partnered with over 70 years in business and 133 vendors. We can book with the top vendors like Sandals, Beaches Resorts, Carnival Cruise Lines, Norwegian. We can book with the top vendors and still be able to make a salary and make an income. And that's just one side of the business, is booking travel. But if you're looking to build a team, you're able to make residual income. So you can build a team and be able to make residual income from your team. As long as you're being a supportive mentor, you can make residual income from your team. So we have two ways to make income from this business. And It's just been going so fast for me, and I'm just like embracing it, and I'm going on the journey.
Just keep going. That's it. All you can do is keep going. I'm excited. I'm going to be adding you into my coaching business on the travel side with my clients. So I'm excited to sit down with you and actually find out the opportunities that you provide, you know, for people to travel. So looking forward to that as well. And you told me backstage, Lakeisha, that you're actually going to be a soon to be author. So tell us. It's going to be more about your entrepreneurial shift and your journey of personal life obstacles. So tell us more about why you wanted to become an author.
Okay, so I really didn't have an idea. It just kind of came in my prayer life. God really wanted me to share my story and really just be that blessing to other female entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in general. So this particular book will be talking about my story on what, you know, personal life obstacles, business obstacles, challenges that I went through. But I've always believed in myself, the power of business. And anything that I did, I always found myself and my talents and gifts in business. So this is just when you have that entrepreneurial spirit and it's just constantly tugging on you and tugging on you, you can't let it go. You can't stop it. You're going to find a way. You're going to find a way to make it work, whether you have money, whether you have marketing funds, whether you have clients. I built three businesses from scratch, no clients. Wow. You know, and I just kept, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit just kept tugging on me to just build, just to meet people, just to connect. So that's what my book is going to be about. It's going to be speaking to that entrepreneurial spirit in people and just saying, no matter what your personal goals, divorce, obstacles, challenges, sickness, whatever you're going through, keep pressing in your business and keep, you know, building it no matter what.
So powerful. And I love what you said about, you know, meeting as many people as you can, because, you know, that's what I teach in my coaching is learning how to scale and grow on a cleat string marketing budget. And people forget about, you know, shaking hands. I call it kissing babies all over the community, because you are your brand, you know, and be able to get out there and allow people to see what you do. They can actually feel your passion and your drive in person and your authenticity, which you bring to the table. So instead of spending tons of dollars on marketing where you don't know where those leads are coming from, scams out there, you can build you and build your brand by going out and meeting people. So thank you for sharing that. And overcoming obstacles is so vital to be able to achieve success. And Keisha, you've had it. You've been divorced, correct? And had,
yes, I've been divorced.
Me too. And just the ups and downs of dealing with that and the ups and downs of business and life. And you got to be a specific type of person to continue getting up every single day. But when God tugs on you, he will keep tugging and you will not be able to get away from it no matter what.
Can't escape it.
Where I just prospered myself. So just appreciate you saying that, because people will question why you're doing what you're doing, and they won't understand the inner drive and the passion that you have for what you're doing.
So, true. Cool.
So, Lakeisha, in your journey, who was a big mentor for you, or somebody that kind of changed your vision to be able to see the future, give you hope, give you motivation, and be a mentor in your life?
Well, I had several mentors, just by the grace of God, and I'm thankful for that, throughout my chapters in my journey. My first mentor was my Mary Kay sales director, Theresa Redding. She made an impact in my life. I was a very young woman starting out, and I just had so much to glean from her, so much to learn. And she, you know, really got me out talking to people and, you know, getting over that fear, you know. So I say my first one was my Mary Kay sales director. My next mentor I had was business beauty professionals when I went out to California, and hairstylists that really helped me. I was an esthetician, so I didn't do hair. I did skincare. So they kind of gave me some of their clients, kind of helped me out with how to, you know, run my business and stuff. So I had a lot of hairstylists that sold into my life. And now in my travel business, I have two mentors, Ashley Hillowell. She is a platinum in our organization, and my immediate mentor, Renee Zimmer. So she mentors me. She helps me build my team. She helps if I have any questions or any concerns about how to handle my travel agents and how to help them book and how to help them recruit. So, so I've been blessed to have multiple mentors, and I just embrace them, and I just, you know, every time I embrace them and every time they share something new with me, I make sure I pay it forward, you know. Yeah. I think this thing is about paying it forward. It's not holding on, it's not hiding it, it's not you know, keeping it to yourself. It's just about paying it forward and just continuing to see that that routine and just helping other people. Yeah.
That's so powerful there, but sending the elevator back down, right? And helping people come up with you. And that's something I learned in my career from going corporate, from door to door sales to IT, to construction. You got to be able to mentor people and give back those that helped you. You got to be able to bring other people that you see entering the industry, maybe give them some hints and tips of your mistakes or your successes that they could use to be able to rise up. And if you help other people get to their field of dreams, your company will get to your field of dreams.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
The biggest piece that I've learned in my career. And it sounds like you have as well. Lakeisha, tell us, give me a rock bottom moment or a time you were at the lowest of lows in your career as an entrepreneur. I've been there a few different times. Mm-hmm. What was one of yours that you're willing to share with the audience?
So I had a couple. I had a couple. So the one that was really a turning point, when I lived in California and I had built a business 5 years, I was a successful spa owner. And it got into a place where I had got maxed out. I maxed myself out as far as, you know, finances and having overhead, you know, money to be able to pay my lease rent and be able to market, you know. So I just maxed myself out. I got to a place where I had to make a decision. You know, am I gonna stay here or am I gonna, you know, just make something happen? So I found myself living in my car, me and my son, we were living in our car in California. And I had my business. I was actually going into work. But none of the clients knew that I was actually going to my car to stay in my car overnight.
Oh, man.
So I was, you know, and sometimes I was spending the night in my business. I had a spa table. So that was my bed, you know. So nobody knew that I was operating like that. And I had gotten to a place where I just could no longer operate like that. So that was a turning point. That was my lowest point to where I said, you know what? I know God has something else. He had a purpose. So when I moved and I left California and I came to Texas, I knew the overhead, you know, paying the monthly rent for a brick and mortar location was not something I could do. Yeah. That experience, you know, showed me that I had to find another way. So that's how the remote agent came about, you know, finding that remote travel agent opportunity where I just had one rent to pay. You know, I can work my business out of my house. Yeah. And I didn't have that that overhead that put me in a space where I just got maxed out.
For sure. Yeah. Wow.
Well, work through it.
That's pure authenticity what you're doing right there. And you know, I lost everything after divorce myself. So to hit rock bottom and not be able to pay your bills, you're gonna learn very quickly, you know, on what you need to do, where you need to go. And I feel like in my every, you know, high level entrepreneur that I've met, they all had a homelessness,
right?
Maybe a car taken away. Mm-hmm. All the key things of life, we've all have been there.
Yeah,
I've been there, and it's not easy. And but without those experiences, you don't really experience the gratefulness when you do make it again.
Exactly.
You know, it's your own journey, it's your own business, it's your own legacy. So the two extremes are pretty interesting to understand.
Yeah, so, for sure.
let's get away from the negative and I want to go into the positive. So give me one of your highs where you were just clicking on all cylinders, maybe when you were scaling one of those companies and you built it from the ground up. I've helped two go from the ground up. So I know what that gritty, you know, making it feels like. What was your big high in your entrepreneurial journey where you were like, you know what, I can do this. I'm confident in my ability and I know I can help a lot of people.
Okay. I can say that was recently. Last year I was working with a company and I kept giving my time away to these companies. And I was like, you know what? I really need to do something of my own. So I was with this company. I was driving for them and they terminated me. You know, they terminated me, and I said, you know what? That's when I found this opportunity back in July. So I've been only doing this for 8 months. Okay. I found this opportunity, and I said, you know what? I cashed out on my 401k, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to take this time to build my business. Yeah, so yeah. I applied for unemployment. I was like, I'm going to use my unemployment to build my business. And that's when I went into recruiting. So those 6 months, I only had 6 months of unemployment. So I was like, you know what? I got to find some people. I got to find a team. So I found this opportunity. I started working it. Within, 3 months, I had like three people. Within, 4 months, I added on another three people. So it's kind of like that sacrifice that I made to say, hey, I got terminated. I utilized this period of time in my life to say I'm going to build something of my own. I've only been a travel agent for 7 months, but I can, going on 8 months, but I can really see, when you're ready to make the change and you're ready to build something of your own, it doesn't matter what you're going through, what obstacle you're going to deal with. I got up every day made a plan. And I had a vision, and I said, you know what, I worked over 40, 50 hours for the last couple of months. And I was just like, I'm working this for myself. No more sewing into other companies. No more looking for a salary. Get off Indeed and let's build something. That's kind of what I said to myself. I said, LaKeisha, we're going to build something. And I made that sacrifice. And, here I am today with 10 agents and I'm booking travel. A lot of my clients come off Facebook, and TikTok. So that sacrifice was a turning point for me. It was definitely a high.
Let's go. You're firing me up right now. Fire me up. Preach, woman. Preach. That is, you just nailed the value bomb right there. I hope everybody's taking notes on that, because when you're ready, you're ready. And when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you are going to make the jump. And I literally just hit that in my career. And you're tired of building other people's dreams and not being appreciated, and it just feeling that switch, in your mindset and in your life. And it's game changing, do whatever it takes to win. And that's exactly what you just said.
Absolutely.
I'm so proud of you for doing that. And I heard your journey at the conference, and I know how hard it is, and people don't realize how lonely it can be.
Yeah.
The lows are the lows and the highs are the highs. Right. So, but you got a good support staff around you now. It sounds like.
Yes.
Well, to support you and your.
Yes. Group. And even people, like, you're going to lose some people. I've lost some agents along the way. I've replaced some agents. I go from 11 to 10 to 9 to 11. You're going to lose some people along the way, but, God can replace them with people that's really for you and that's really wants to work, that want to put in the same effort that you put in, that's going to match what you're doing. So just understand that throughout the process, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but you just keep going.
Yes. Amen. And, you're a Cali to Texas girl. I'm a New York to Texas boy.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot in common there.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's the other big piece that I've learned is successful entrepreneurs take that risk and change their environment, put themselves in a situation to win around the right people, around the right economy, around the right, business plan. So just give you kudos for taking that jump and getting away from your hometown. And that's very hard for a lot of people to leave their comfort zone.
It is.
Take a shot at themselves. So you put the effort in, and it always pays off.
That's true. And shout out to Texas, because Texas has been good to me. Yes, I love Texas.
Amen. Me too, man. And the vibe and the people and the opportunity, that is provided for me as well. I mean, just it's been such a blessing. Just being able to be dialed into my church and some other people. When I had nothing, when I moved here to, almost a year and a half later, it's amazing what can transpire with that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, cool. Keisha, anything else within your business that you could share with my audience that they need to know? Maybe key favorite places, some of the top travel places that people are traveling to now. Why hire a travel agent? I mean, Some people I know I talk to, they're like, travel agents are deceased. They're not around anymore. You know, why a travel agent? Why deal with your firm? And give us some of that.
Okay. So why a travel agent? I would say, you know, a lot of people can go online and book. That's no secret. You can go online and you can find, you know, your vacation, you know, and that's fine. But a lot of times there are some issues that arises, you know, when you book online and there's nobody to call, the customer service is not very helpful. You may miss some things, some excursions that you could have added. There's a lot of hidden perks with travel. You have resort credits if you book all inclusives. You have shipboard credit when you book cruises, you know. Those are things that's not really available online, you know. We have access to them as travel agents. So you're going to get those perks when you book with a travel agent. If you want some additional, you know, perks, that's the way to go, is to book with a travel agent. A lot of people come to me and say I had a bad experience, you know, booking online, and now they need a travel agent. So in order to just eliminate that negative experience that you could have, you know, we're small businesses as well. So we're people. We have a dream that we are, you know, trying to, you know, bring to pass, and, you know, for our families and for our lives. So support your local travel agent, because you're going to find out that throughout your process, if you have ever have any issues with your flight, you have any issues with the resort, they're going to be that go-to. You know, we can step in, we can work with the flight, with the airline, with the resorts, we can work with the cruise lines. We have those relationships built already that you may not be able to, you know, overcome the challenges that you're having while traveling. So that's why I say, you know, support your local travel agent. We're not dead. We're alive and kicking.
That's right. And you do everything from the travel to the organization of the trip, right? You can do itinerary.
Yeah, so we do everything start to finish. So, you know, if you want to, you know, submit your vacation request form, we go through and we find out what's the best, you know, prices and the best vendor to use. You know, going on from there, booking your trip, you know, we can contact the hotel or the resort or the cruise line and say, hey, we need some special requests honored. We can go and a lot of times we call if there's an anniversary or birthday celebration, we can call and say, hey, I want my client to have a bottle of wine waiting for them when they get to, you know, to their room. You know, we can do stuff like that to make that special for you. So that's why I say that special customer service is what you're going to get from Boys Travel Destinations. I can't speak for every travel agency, but I make sure that I offer special one-on-one travel, you know, service that you can't find anywhere else. And I'm going to help you from start to finish. Some of the highlight of a lot of destinations that I'm finding is popular. Is that, you know, a lot of people are trying to get to them Caribbean. They want to get to Dominican Republic. They want to get to Cancun. They want to get to the sunshine and the feel good places. So I get a lot of people booking the Caribbean. A lot of people want a first time cruise. You know, some of the cruise lines that are popular is Virgin Voyages is getting up there, becoming popular because they're an adult only crew. So there's no children allowed. Ooh, it's 18 plus. Ooh, So Virgin Voyages is becoming popular. Also, Carnival is still that number one fun ship. You want to party, you want to have some fun, you want to take the kids. They have camps where you can drop off the kids and have some fun. So Carnival is that party line. Yeah, so all of our resorts too, all-inclusive resorts, they include everything. They include food, they include drinks, everything that you need. We have some great rates as far as having your airlines included and having resort credits. So resort credits is where you can get $500 or more dollars per room that you book. And you can use it toward massages. You can use it toward any activities throughout the resort. So those are credits that come along with your travel planning that you can use for your family trip. So a lot of people don't know that you're not going to find that on Expedia. You're not going to find that on booking.com. So they don't offer resort credits. So any additional recreation activities that you want to do, you're going to get those credits included when you use a travel agent.
Wow, that's amazing. Cool. Thank you for sharing that info. Lakeisha, where can everybody find you? You're on social media, website. What's the best way to contact you?
Yes. So I am on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. that is my primary social media platform that I love. I'm on TikTok as well, Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also on YouTube. I just link everything on my digital business card. It's called Popple. Okay. So check out, you can find it under my name there. It's a Popple digital business card. Everything that you want to find, all of my social medias, my trips that I'm hosting, Freedom of the Seas in September, I'll be hosting a cruise for the Freedom of the Seas. Everything that you want to know is on my Popple. So that will be the best.
All right. So I think Lakeisha froze. All good. So yeah, guys, we're going to conclude episode number 35 with Lakeisha D. Boyd, Boyd's Travel Destinations. He's the CEO of her own company. Make sure you reach out to Lakeisha for any travel plans, any setups, or anything like that. So she's your girl. Reach out for group travel, cruises. She's a full service travel agency with she has access to over 133 companies. She's got 10 agents on her team, and she's looking to hire more remote agents work from home. So please reach out to Lakeisha. She's your girl. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a double header this morning. I have another show coming on, episode number 36 with Joshua Schranze with Atlantic Enterprises. He's the founder and CEO. Stay tuned for more. Make sure you continue to go after your field of dreams. God bless everybody. Make it a great weekend.